grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
From the Gospel for this festival of the presentation of our Lord in the temple, the second chapter of St. Luke, the 25th verse. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. I wonder how often you've known a young couple clearly in love, clearly well suited to one another, in a word, clearly meant for marriage, and you've found yourself wondering, what on earth are they waiting for? If you perhaps know one or both of them well enough to know that the question won't be received as unwelcome meddling, the time is right, you might even find yourself asking them one fine day, well, what are you waiting for? But that question, what are you waiting for, doesn't just apply to happy young couples heading for marriage. It in fact applies to all of us because so much of life is spent in waiting. Waiting hopefully, expectantly, even excitedly. Also waiting anxiously, fearfully, even desperately. When we're little children, we find ourselves waiting to grow up. Then when we get to be a little older, we find ourselves waiting to get out of school, to be on our own and run our own lives, free from parental interference. Then we find ourselves waiting for that first job in which to prove ourselves, waiting for a promotion and raise in salary, perhaps waiting for that dream job we've always wanted. And then, before we know it, it seems that at some point in life, the fast forward button is pushed. And we find ourselves waiting to retire from the pressures of work and do all those wonderful things our work has placed out of reach for a very long time. Yes, much of life is spent in waiting, waiting hopefully, waiting expectantly, waiting even excitedly. But then there is that other kind of waiting. Those hours, days, months, sometimes years, of waiting anxiously, fearfully, even desperately. Waiting with great anxiety for the results of some test ordered by our doctor. Waiting while a loved one slowly recovers from some terrible illness, perhaps undergoes life-threatening surgery, or finally succumbs to fatal illness. And yes, there finally comes for all of us that day when, if we aren't suddenly called out of this life, the realization slowly but surely dawns on us that we are waiting for the end. Yes, much of life is spent in waiting. So what, in fact, are you waiting for? What am I waiting for? All kinds of answers, good, true, realistic answers, can of course be given to that question. But I think that this festival of our Lord's presentation in the temple all but compels us to ask the question raised by life itself. What am I finally, most truly, and in the deepest sense, waiting for? St. Luke tells us that when our Lord's parents brought the infant Lord Jesus to the temple 40 days after his birth, there was a man there whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Waiting for the consolation of Israel, which is to say that Simeon was waiting for a deliverance more wonderful than he or any child of Adam could ever imagine. Waiting for a light that would illumine all. Waiting for joy beyond telling. And now that deliverance, that light, that joy, finally comes in the tiny infant presented in love and humility in the temple. Just imagine the aged Simeon's trembling hand as he carefully and tenderly takes the little Lord Jesus in his arms, gazes lovingly and with wonder upon him, and exclaims, "Now, Lord, you may let your servant leave this world in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, the light which illumines all earth's darkness, the joy beyond all telling." So what are you finally, most truly, and in the deepest sense, waiting for? What am I finally, most truly, and in the deepest sense, waiting for? Simeon was waiting for Christ, for God's Son and Word made flesh, himself the salvation, the light, the joy of the whole world, through whose death our sins are buried, and death itself is dead. So if you and I, like Simeon, are finally, most truly, and in the deepest sense, waiting for that same Lord Christ, then all of life's waiting, yes, all of it, is most wonderfully changed. Changed into a waiting for God's goodness experienced in so many and often surprising ways. And also learning to trust that goodness made flesh, crucified and risen, when we are in fact waiting in fear and trembling, even utter desolation. Because you and I, like Simeon, are finally, most truly, and in the deepest sense, waiting for Christ, who is love beyond telling, himself the salvation, the hope, the joy, the light of the whole world, through whom, as someone has said, even aging and demise, the earthly destiny we all share, are so simply and convincingly shown here to be growth and ascent toward that one moment when, with all my heart, in the fullness of thanksgiving, I say, "Let me now depart. For I have seen the light which permeates the world. I have seen the child who brings the world so much divine love and gives himself to me. Nothing is feared, nothing is unknown, and all is now peace, thanksgiving, and love." And to him, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.